Who's not awake yet? Knock that person next to you then. Oh, that's there goes our sound room there. All right. Good to be with you. If you haven't met me yet, my name is Tim Lapish. I'm a representative with the world-renowned Fellowship Track League ministry under the Fellowship Baptist Church in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been with this ministry about 5 years. Typically, I try to stay close to my home, which is Columbus, Ohio. Try to stay within a 3 or 4 hour traveling distance. And I do get around coming to Albuquerque. I was in Florida over the winter and Tennessee in November, but I don't like to travel a whole lot. Someone says, well, why are you in the ministry if you don't like to travel? It's what God wants me to do. We always don't get to do what we want when it's the Lord's work. With that said, full disclosure, this three-page handout was developed by a man named Tom Demers from the High Street Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. Typically, over the years, it's been known as the Mother Church of the Baptist Bible Fellowship. It is a college where your pastor and I met. I was in Orlando, as I said, over the winter, and I was at the winter meeting for the Baptist Bible Fellowship, and one of the classes they had was this particular class when this man gave these three sheets of information to everybody that was there. It was a jammed-out class because Thomas Demers is the executive pastor of this church. He doesn't do any preaching, doesn't do any teaching, doesn't develop any sermons or Sunday school. He presides over the whole church to make sure everything is running smooth. Did you notice how quick your pastor was moving this morning? That is unusual from somebody from Southern Ohio to move as fast as he was moving. Usually it's kind of laid back and, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. Boy, he was hoofing it. I just want to stay out of his way. But the executive pastor of this church does all that. The senior pastor prays, studies, visits, and plans. And then he meets with his staff and this executive pastor to make sure everything's run smoothly. Then he goes back. Now, the church runs 1,000. Obviously, they can afford a man like that. Well, with that said, he had an idea he came up with and implementing strategies, and it was really for his church. 90% of what you have, full disclosure, is from Thomas Demers. I have kind of rearranged it a little bit to make it for missions. All right, every church leader wants to see their church mission program grow. I haven't met a pastor yet. I have met some pastors who are down on missions. Not that they're against it, but they're discouraged in it. And they kind of lose that oomph that we all need. In order to grow, you as a leader must go beyond, and notice it's in quotes here, vision casting. Oh, it's easy to be vision casting. When I pastored over 30 years, our church had three different locations. We were the inner city. After 8 years, the church had been there for like 150 years. After 8 years, my being there, we moved to another inner city location. Then after 15 years there, we moved to another location, now in the suburbs of Columbus. And every time it went to move, everybody would come up and they would cast their vision to me. Oh, we ought to move the north end. I saw 20 acres. We ought to move the south end. I saw 5 acres in the buildings up, and we ought to start this. And everybody had a vision they were casting my way. It's not wrong. I'm glad everybody has a vision. But the leader must go beyond just casting out a vision. Like saying, wouldn't it be nice if we ran 1,000 and then he walked away from it? I mean, it's easy to cast your idea, your vision. Build and implement a strategy to enable mission growth in your church. Well, leader, number one, God always starts with a person. I thought of Nehemiah myself, and this wasn't given. I think of Jerry Falwell. Anybody remember Jerry Falwell, Lynchburg, Virginia? He had gone to the Baptist Bible Fellowship, went back to his hometown of Lynchburg, Virginia, to a church that was medium-sized, and took it to where it was known worldwide. And his influence on conservative social issues was widespread. He was on TV all the time, giving our conservatives' point of view on a subject. God started with a man, Jerry Falwell, and I hate to use the word empire, but you know what I mean. It was so big. I think of Jack Hiles. When he went to Chicago, I think in the early 60s, pastor, church was running about 700, and he had a vision. And they ended up running 25 to 30,000 people a week. God starts with a man. This article given by Thomas Demers, it was started with the pastor, Eddie Lyons, there. his vision to grow High Street Baptist Church there in Springfield with a new angle. Not changing the message, but maybe changing a few methods to better align it within the day and age that we live. It says here, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you, Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple. I just looked it up. He was born in 1955, died in 2011, 56 years of age. He started Apple in his parents' garage in 1976. He had a vision. And those early people who were with him, the vision is what excited them. And when everybody here sees the vision that your leader portrays to you or your leader casts out to you, you can see what can happen. Look what happened to Apple. It says here, I want the next part down, the leader should have a vision from God. Now that is so important that the leader have a vision from God. Again, I think of Nehemiah. In chapter 1, it talks about Nehemiah. In chapter 2, it talks about what Nehemiah was doing. And I'll get a little bit more concrete on that in a moment. Letter A. You can be, first words, accountable, good, an encourager, and a great problem solver. I think it's good that we hold people accountable. Parents, hold your kids accountable for their school grades, every day for their homework, to make sure they have their book bag. You know, if you hold them accountable early on, that'll help them so much when they become an adult. An encourager. As you look at the different gifts God has given you, one of my gifts is to encourage people. I used to get small groups of people at my church aside, and I'd encourage them and pump them up. Then I'd get another group, and I'd exhort them and pump them up. And it's good to be an encourager. And I think we can. It's good if we hold people accountable. I think if we add to it the idea of being an encourager, I think that's good too. And a great problem solver. Pastors need to be problem solvers. Do I hear an amen? From your wife, do I hear an amen? Because there's ladies in church too that they have serious concerns. Sometimes they need to share it with the pastor's wife to help get that solved. These are all good, but without a vision, you can never be a great leader. Not just a leader, a great leader. If you ever call a pastor again, I hope you never do, but make sure you get a man who has a vision. Somebody who just wants to come in and shepherd the flock, that's nice. That's good. In Florida, there's plenty of elderly congregations who want just that. And that's fine. God could have a man for every congregation. But if you're in a congregation that is on the move, you need to have a man with a vision. So, how do you get the vision? Read, pray, and fast. You say, that's kind of simplistic. It is foundational. It is absolutely foundational. We can never get away from these three qualities here if we're going to get